of Iraq will create an even more dangerous world.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson. Some Democrats up in arms about a new TV miniseries on events leading up to 9/11.
The point of this, I believe, is to try to say that Bill Clinton had not been so distracted with personal matters that he could have stopped 9/11.
New York Congresswoman Louise Slaughter.
I want in every single frame of the darn thing, though, to have a disclaimer in it that this is not the truth.
Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid urging ABC not to air the miniseries, but the network insists it's not a documentary. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Top three reasons I can't miss the Home Depot Home Show. Number three, when it comes to the latest home innovations, my curiosity gets the best of me. Number two, faucets that install without tools, this I have to see. And number one, I can bring home the coolest innovations today and pay for them later.
Right now, get special deferred financing on select purchases. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Special deferred financing offer valid through September 17th in U.S. only. See store for details.
You just can't rush some things, like a good stew or the cable guy. But you can rush your way to a free night at Econo Lodge or Roadway Inn hotels, because right now we're offering double stamps with the Easy Choice Rewards program. So if you're in a hurry to slow down and spend a free night relaxing somewhere, call 800-4-CHOICE or visit choicehotels.com for the best internet rate guaranteed. We'll see you there.
Earn 2 stamps per night for qualifying stays between 9-1 and 11:30-06. Maximum 10 stamps per stay. For details, visit choicehotels.com.
WFAS News Time 6:03. Good evening, I'm Jim Cleefield, Westchester Song Favorites, AM 1230. WFAS News, here's what's happening. It's been several days of misery for many Westchester homes and businesses that lost power from Ernesto. Now, customers, or at least 1,200 or so scattered, are still without power, but Con Ed has been trying to restore them as soon as they can. Hundreds of customers were also knocked out by a transformer explosion in Tuckahoe earlier today. Also late word, the State Public Service Commission has begun an independent review of Con Edison's response to the recent outages. The county executive made that request. Fresh calls to change New York's formula for funding the school systems. The calls come from groups like the Alliance for Quality Education. School advocates speaking in Yonkers say cities like Yonkers just aren't getting their fair share of the money. Elsewhere, fireworks expected in Briarcliff Manor later tonight. WFAS reporter Pam Puso tells us it has to do with Donald Trump's golf course.
As part of the deal with the village, Trump's golf club is not allowed to host tournaments, but the billionaire developer does not want to take no for an answer. Some residents accuse Trump of ignoring their concerns, but officials for Trump say they'd be able to prevent some of the disruptions that residents are worried about. Many residents say Trump needs to tackle other problems first, like wayward golf balls and drainage. The Trump organization goes before village trustees tonight. I'm Pam Puso, AM 1230, WFAS News.
And WFAS News Time 6:05. Time to get another check of the ride home with Craig Schenkman with WFAS Westchester Traffic.
Got a pretty good ride, Jim, at the Tappan Zee. No problems in that direction. Delays also easing on 287 West out between exit 9 and exit 7. Quiet both ways in 95 through New Rochelle. Hutch North slows up by the Cross County Parkway. Not bad south as you make your way into the Bronx. Your update is brought to you by General Motors. General Motors introduces 100,000 miles of coverage and a whole new level of confidence now standard on 2007 cars and trucks. Learn more at GM.com. And for a look now at your forecast, we check back in with meteorologist Tommy Ells.
Nice September weather will continue into most of Saturday. Tonight, mostly clear, 55 to 60. But towards morning, some patchy fog could form in some areas. And partly sunny on Friday, 75 to 80. Friday night, partly cloudy, low 60s. And a mix of clouds and hazy sunshine Saturday, near 80. Partly sunny, breezy, cooler on Sunday, in the lower to mid 70s. From the WFAS Weather Center, this is meteorologist Tommy Ells.
Thank you, Tommy. And right now it is 77 degrees. I'm Bob Arnold. We'll be back in about 30 minutes. And right now it's the return of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney on AM 1230 WFAS.
The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WFAS or its advertisers.
Peace of Mind with Lipman Good.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We hope everyone had a great summer. I'm Bernie Crooks, your host of the weekly radio show, heard right here on WFAS AM 1230. Each week we try and bring you a very special guest. in the field of aging or in the field of special needs planning. As you know, our law firm specializes in helping seniors and those with disabilities plan for the future. And this week, we're very fortunate to have Jane Bassano with us. And Jane is the education coordinator at Schnumacher Nursing Home in White Plains. Welcome, Jane.
Good evening, Bernie. It's nice to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. And Jane, tell me, I'm sure people are wondering, why does a nursing home have an education coordinator? What do you do?
Oh, that would take a long time to answer. I do education both for the staff and the patients, for families, healthcare education, mandatory education that's required by New York State, upgrading of skills. It's a very broad field.
So all of this is done with a view towards trying to improve the quality of care?
Of course it is. That's the underlying basis.
And are these education courses required? Or are they optional? I mean,
Some are required. New York State does mandate certain things that have to be taught on a yearly basis, things to do with fire safety, basic principles of life that have to be attended to. Other things are definitely optional, but we have a very lively audience there, and they're very participative. I don't have any trouble getting people to my classes.
And how long have you been doing this?
The education part of it, about 7 years.
And what got you interested in this field?
My sister says it's because I've been teaching since I was three. But I think as a nurse, teaching is always part of the job.
So you're a nurse also?
Yes, I am.
Did you ever work in a hospital or in a...
Yes. I worked in acute care for most of my career, and I came to long-term care about 13 years ago, to Schnurmacher specifically, because I wanted to go someplace that had a good reputation and that would give me an insight into the geriatric population that I was studying for my master's at Columbia.
Now, tell me about some of the different types of care that's provided at Schnurmacher.
We have several levels of care. One is the subacute level. We're a center for nursing and rehabilitation. Traditionally, nursing homes offered residential care for patients who could not manage anymore in their community home. And we still offer that, and I think do a very good job of it. But in addition to that, in recent years, there has been an expansion into the so-called subacute field, where you're offering services to people who've been in the hospital for medical or surgical reasons and who now need some further care before they can go home.
So a subacute person is somebody who's expecting to recover?
Absolutely.
Maybe somebody who broke their hip?
Yes, we have people who have had medical conditions. They've maybe had a stroke, a heart attack, a new diagnosis of diabetes, and they have, or they may have an infection and they need antibiotics on a long-term basis. But also, yes, we have surgical patients who have had a knee replacement, hip replacement. These are very, very common procedures these days.
And are those people on different floors than people who have more chronic or long-term care needs?
Yes, they are. We have a dedicated subacute unit.
Okay, so the people who are in the subacute unit, how do they generally pay for those services? Do you accept government benefits?
We do. We accept many kinds of payment. We have private pay always. We have Medicare and Medicaid, the traditional government payment. And we accept most managed care insurances as well.
And all of this is discussed upon admission?
Yes, we have a financial interviewer at on-site. And in advance of that, there are appointments and inquiries that you can make that will help you to plan for that.
Now tell me, is it true that all nursing homes are really the same?
No.
So what makes Schnurmacher different?
There are a lot of things. I think, if I think about it from my own personal point of view, Bernie, it has to do with the environment that I feel is always there, and it's a very caring environment. No one's perfect, but we really do try. And it's an environment that I have seen time and time again there. And recently we've made a change to something called the Culture Change or Pioneer Network. It's a resident-centered model for delivering care. You know, one of the worst things I think is to be at an advanced age in life and have to give up your way of life. We're all very accustomed to choice and to individual needs, especially in this country. And with the society constructed the way it is, we have the opportunity to indulge those choices. If you have to go into a nursing home where that is suddenly, you're suddenly deprived of that, it becomes a major issue. Culture change is something that works towards planning for, not just respecting, but actually planning for the individual choice and needs of a patient so that the quality of their life, the home away from home, the home within the nursing home is created for them.
Is the family included in this process?
Yes. Formally and informally. They are invited to all care planning meetings. They are at liberty to seek meetings with any of the care plan team, the interdisciplinary team that cares for the resident at any time.
How has this HIPAA law affected the ability to communicate with the family members of the residents?
I think we have a lot less trouble with it than the acute care setting. One of the things that HIPAA says is that the confidentiality is based on the need to know if you are a caregiver. And traditionally, long-term care has considered the family member to be a caregiver of the resident. So for the most part, we have that option to communicate about the patient and their care without too much difficulty. It hasn't really obstructed us in the way it has in acute care.
That's good, because I've heard some horror stories where family members can't get information about people in hospitals, and I'm glad that's not occurring.
Well, there's an old joke about the woman who called the front desk to find out what her condition was. We don't do that.
I'm glad to hear that. What's the difference? I've heard that some facilities are proprietary and some are not-for-profit. What type is Schnumacher, and is that a good thing?
We're not for profit. I believe that is a good thing. I'm not well versed in the economics of nursing homes, I have to admit. As a nurse, it's not my primary focus. But I think your not for profit has the opportunity to pay a little more attention to quality. That at least would be my opinion.
So there's a board of directors?
Yes, there is.
And there's people who ensure quality of care?
Well, quality of care is ensured in many ways through the educational programs.
Right.
I have to say that first. And then there are accrediting bodies that are voluntary. The state, of course, goes into every nursing home on a yearly basis and does a survey, a very thorough survey. But above and beyond that, there are organizations such as JACO, which is the Joint Commission for Accrediting Healthcare Organizations. They go in and they basically give you a very rigorous on-site survey against established quality standards.
And Schnumacher goes through that?
Yes, we are JACO certified. That's a voluntary certification.
Whereas the state survey is mandatory.
Is not. That's mandatory.
So not every facility would go through the JACO?
No.
Now, I understand you're affiliated with a much larger healthcare organization. What's the official name of that?
The Beth Abraham Family of Health Services.
And how many facilities are involved in that?
Quite a number. There's Beth Abraham in the Bronx, which is a center for rehabilitation and nursing, as we are. There's the Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation, CNR, we call it, in
right.
Brooklyn. And Margaret Teets has recently been added to our affiliation.
And they're in Queens, right?
They are. There's also a kind of a continuum of care, Bernie. Those are the skilled facilities, but there are managed care, home care, and also an adult daycare that Beth Abraham has here in Greenberg.
I'm Bernie Crooks, and we're speaking with Jane Bassano from Schnumacher Nursing Home. We're talking about quality of care and issues that people have to deal with as they get older. And we're going to be right back after this short message.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets will be available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm Bernie Crooks with Jane Bassano from Schnumacher Nursing Home. And we're talking about quality of care issues in long-term care. And I guess one of the misconceptions people have, Jane, is that you have to be old to be in a nursing home. Is that true?
No. We actually accept patients from the age of 35 years and up. We have patients who are actually over 100, but we also have much younger patients, especially now that we have subacute care.
So what kinds of things can go wrong with a 35-year-old that they would need to be in a nursing home?
Well, post the surgery that I'm, believe it or not, your knee and hip replacements are being done in younger and younger people. So that's one thing that can bring them to us for acute, for subacute rehabilitation.
So it's generally a short-term stay.
Yes, it is. It might be a motor vehicle accident. It could be a new diagnosis, such as diabetes, that they need some care and help with managing.
And for the people who have to stay longer, how does that work? Do they move their belongings into the facility? Is the room furnished? Are they able to bring some things that remind them of home?
All of the above. There are basic furnishings, the bed, the closet, the wardrobe, a bureau, a nightstand. Various basics are there, but you can certainly bring your own items that are going to make it more comfortable and familiar and home-like for you. We encourage that.
And most people have a roommate?
Most people do have a roommate. We have private rooms as well, but most people do have a roommate.
And are there visiting hours?
They're very liberal. I really hesitate to call them visiting hours. It sounds too much like a hospital to me.
So if the children are working late and they want to stop by at 8, 9 o'clock at night?
No problem.
Yeah, that sounds great. I think that whatever can be done to make it feel more comfortable and more at home is better, because I know it's pretty traumatic. You know, we just moved our office, and I moved a mile from one place in White Plains to another place. And that was heavy duty. And I, you know, can imagine just moving into another home knowing that, you know, this is your new residence. So I think the fact that you make it easy is a big plus.
Yes. The more comfortable the family is, the more comfortable the resident is going to be.
And that's important. Tell me about your relationship with Burke. I know that's a special relationship, and I know it has great value to your patients and residents.
Yes, it does. Burke is a justifiably famous rehabilitation center. They primarily, though, do acute levels of rehab, and that's determined. The acute level is determined usually by the physician, and in this day and age by the insurance company,
right,
as we all know. And for those patients that would seek the quality that Burke provides but are on a subacute level, we are an affiliate who does exactly that. We are one of their affiliates for subacute.
So it's not an exclusive relationship?
No, I believe they have a couple of other nursing homes that they also affiliate with for subacute care.
Yeah, but I think it's quite a testament to your facility to be affiliated with a place that has such a reputation like Burke.
I believe so, Bernie.
Yeah. Now, not anybody can just come into the facility. Say, I got a headache, so I need to come into Schnumacher. I mean, you must do some type of assessment to determine if somebody's a suitable candidate?
Yes, we do. Most patients come to us from another healthcare facility, and there is an assessment form. It's called a PRI. It's filled out.
What does that stand for?
Patient
review
instrument, okay, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Okay.
It is a form that completely assesses the medical needs of the patient, and it also assesses the psychosocial situations and circumstances that might prevail for that individual, so that it gives us a good picture of whether we can provide the specific care that this individual would need.
So who looks at that, the medical director?
The medical director, a nurse, a social worker. It can, at one time or another in the process, it can be expanded to include nutritionists, rehabilitation therapists, but generally those three are the basics.
And what if the person, you said generally they come from another facility, what if somebody is an Alzheimer's patient and the husband's taking care of his wife at home and then he can't do it anymore and wants to come into Schnumacher? Is that allowed?
That certainly is. We do accept admissions from the community as well, and usually a social worker will provide the PRI instrument so that we can review the situation.
So a family who has a family member who's not in a facility would call an agency or a home care agency or social worker to get the PRI?
That's correct.
But that's critical. You have to have that.
You do have to have that, yes. We can't ascertain whether or not we're going to be able to serve this particular person well if we don't know what their background and circumstances are.
Do you ever take people from out of state? Like many people, our clients have parents in Florida and they,
yes,
want to bring them up. So that's okay?
Yes, we have done that on a frequent basis, as well as transferred people to other states for the same reason.
So there's no requirement that you have to be a resident of New York?
No, there isn't.
And this admission process, it sounds quite involved with the financial and the medical review and the nutritionist and the social worker and the PRI. From start to finish, I mean, how long does this generally take?
Once we receive the PRI, a couple of hours.
Boy, you guys are efficient. Once the family's made the decision that they have to place a loved one in a nursing home, you can make the decision within a couple hours, and then if the family is on board, when does the person come in?
Typically the very next day. If it's a healthcare facility, it's usually the very next day. If it's someone from the community, it will depend on when that person is ready. We do accept advanced placement. It can be longer, in other words. It doesn't have to be immediate.
And how many people, I mean, how many beds are there at Schumacher?
We have 225 beds.
Is it usually full or close to?
Close to.
So generally, if you want to get in, usually there's some opening?
Usually there are, because it fluctuates. People go, you know, to other facilities, or they go home. Certainly on the subacute unit, there's a lot of rotation of admission and discharges. And even on the long-term care units, we do send people home. That's another misconception. Sometimes patients are there for a year and make enough progress in that time to be able to go home, or the caregiver situation changes and they're able to go home.
So you mean the myth that once you go into a nursing home, you die in a nursing home is not true?
No, it's not.
I'm delighted to hear that. I'm Bernie Crooks, partner in the law firm right here in White Plains of Littman Crooks, and we specialize in helping seniors protect their assets as they age. Today we're speaking with Jane Bassano from Schumacher Nursing Home, and we're going to continue our conversation right after this brief message.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Littman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Peace of mind.
Littman Crooks in White Plains, Manhattan, or online at specialneedsnewyork.com.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 on Thursday nights from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. And this is our first show of the season, and we're very fortunate to have Jane Bassano from Schumacher Nursing Home here. And Jane, just a quick question on, let's say somebody's caring for someone at home and they want to go on vacation. Is it possible that the family member can go into Schumacher for a short period of time?
Yes, it is. We do provide care and services on a short-term basis, residential, overnight, and so on, for people who need to be away on vacation or have business to take care of in another state. We can accommodate that.
And it's just, is it decided up front how long the stay is going to be, or do we take it day by day?
Generally, it's decided up front.
So for these kinds of things, if it was a long-term stay, obviously you can't predict how long it's going to be. But for these, it'll be, we want to go to Florida for a week, so it's a seven-day
yes,
stay.
Yes, that's usual.
And obviously to provide these kinds of services, there's got to be a fee involved because there's an old adage, you get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have people on staff that help the residents and their families navigate through the Medicare, Medicaid process?
Yes, we do, Bernie. As I mentioned earlier, we have a person on site, on staff. She's a financial interviewer. That's her title. But basically what she does is she assists people through what I personally find to be a very complicated financial process. It's something you really have to do nowadays.
And tell me about, I've heard about this Speakers Bureau. Tell us what that's about.
Well, we provide some community services. We provide a speakers bureau, and we provide screening, free screening, such as screening for diabetes, vision, blood pressure, and we also can speak on topics that are relevant to healthcare or planning for long-term care. A very hot topic nowadays is Medicare D. Everybody is spinning in place trying to figure out what to do with Medicare D. And we do have a bureau that can come out into the community and provide you with these and other topics. It can be arranged by calling our administrative offices at Schnurmacher, which, if you'd like, I can give you that
certainly
number. It's 914-287-7205. They can arrange for speakers or screening service.
Is there a minimum size group before they're willing to come out?
I don't believe we've established any minimum, but obviously you would want to have at least a small audience of about 20 or so.
Is there a charge for this?
Not to my knowledge. This is a community service.
So if some people have questions about whether their prescription drugs are going to be covered under one plan or another, they can get a speaker to come out and explain it?
Yes. They can explain the process and the application a little more than whether the specific drug is covered. That's usually a website thing, but that's a difficult problem, is websites.
Now, you're based in White Plains, right?
Yes, we are. We're at 12 Tibbetts Avenue in White Plains.
And where do most of your residents come from?
Most of them come from the Westchester area. We do have a number of out-of-state people that come because they are returning to their families who are still here in Westchester. We have a number of people from Florida. We have some from Arizona. Retirement communities that people have gone to, and now they are coming back to their place of origin to be closer to their family.
Now, you mentioned earlier the continuum of care. I know lots of people are going into assisted living and other types of facilities. How does somebody really need to really find out or know whether they need to be in a nursing home? I mean, who helps them with that decision? Because most people say, well, I'd rather be in assisted living.
I think probably a good resource for that would be your physician first, because the medical needs can dictate the level of care to a great degree. The other thing is social workers can help you with that. Home care, if you're already having home care services. There are criteria that would specify that you now are in need of a higher level of care than can be provided in assisted living. Usually there the patient is somewhat independent, doesn't require help with medication, with hygiene. If you need help that's more detailed and, I don't know what to say, just bigger help. I really can't think of the word I want. Bigger help with those types of activities, then you probably would need a skilled nursing home. More skilled care is really the word.
And I guess this must be a tough decision because nobody wants to be told they have to go into a nursing home. There are social workers on staff to help ease the transition?
Yes, there are. On every unit or neighborhood, we really have neighborhoods now rather than units, and there are social workers there for that transition. We have support groups, actually, also for the family.
For the family, too?
For transitioning, yeah.
And that's included in the daily fee or the separate charge?
No, that is included. That is definitely included.
So if the family's having a tough time dealing with it, there are social workers and other people to talk to?
Yes, there are.
What about the medical care? How often does someone get seen by a doctor?
As often as needed. There's a schedule for the physicians to come in, but that schedule is very flexible. And additionally, they are always available to us by phone or fax or any other way that we need them to be available to attend to the needs of the patients.
And if a medical need can't be met, the person will be discharged to a hospital?
Transferred to a hospital,
and
yes.
And I assume a local hospital?
Yes. Generally speaking, it is local because under those circumstances, it would be somewhat pressing and you would not want to travel a long distance.
And when the person goes to the hospital, is their bed held for them? So when they come back, they go to the same room?
That depends on the number of people who are in the facility at the time. If there are a number of empty beds, the state says you don't need to hold the specific bed because the likelihood is that they would be able to come back. But most of the time, yes, the bed is held because the census is high and then you need to hold on to the bed.
I'm Bernie Crooks, and we're speaking with Jane Bassano from Schnurmacher Nursing Home. We're talking about long-term care.